哈利路亚，感谢所爱的天父看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah. Thank the Heavenly Father for watching over us all and giving us peace.
今天又是主的安息圣日。
And today is the Holy Sabbath.
是天父啊，特别为我们所设立的。
Especially set up by our Heavenly Father.
要我们在地上能够享受神的安息。
So that on earth we may enjoy the peace of the Lord.
那安息就是身心都可以得到休息。
So that means everyone may gain rest and peace.
享受属灵的喜乐。
And to enjoy the spiritual blessings.
让我们重新得力。
So that may we may gain strength.
因为经过一个星期的这个劳苦。
And so after whole weeks of work,
安息日就是我们重新得力的时候。
And so Sabbath is where we regain our strength.
所以安息日，就是神特别要赐福给我们。
And God is going to especially bless us on this day.
所以一个星期啊，有一天来接受神给我们上头来的能力。
So one day out of the week, we can get the strength that comes from above.
让我们又可以过新的一个星期的生活。
So we can begin a new week.
所以安息日是我们最高兴的日子。
So it is our most joyful day.
我们可以放下世上的一些劳苦。
We can lay down all the burden of this world.
很安静的心呢，到神面前来接受。神所赐给我们的恩典福气。
So with a quiet heart, we come before Him to gain the blessing.
使我们重新得力。
So that we may regain strength.
恩上加恩。
And have grace upon grace.
感谢神。
Thank God.
今天呢，要跟大家来分享，在主的恩典上长进。
And so today we'd like to share to grow in the grace of the Lord.
就是彼得啊，特别在离世之前，写信给众门徒，要有这样的信心。
And this is when Peter was about to pass away, especially he wrote to the disciples to have this kind of faith.
今天我们因着信得到主丰盛的恩典。
And so because of our faith, we gain the abundant grace of God.
那很重要就是要在这个恩典上不断的长进。
But the most important thing is that we have to grow in this grace.
那怎么样在恩典上不断地长进？
And so how can we continuously grow in this grace?
这是我们要学习的功课。
And this is our homework.
首先呢，我们先要清楚地认识什么是主的恩典。
And so first we have to have a clear understanding of what is the grace of the Lord.
如果我们对主的恩典认识不清楚，
And if we do not have a clear understanding of the Lord's grace,
那就没有办法长进。
And then we cannot improve.
好像一个学生不知道自己所要学习的功课是什么。
It is just like a student do not know what homework they have to do.
那他怎么可能会在功课上进步？
And then how are they going to improve?
所以首先要知道说，哇，我要学习的功课是什么。
So first, we need to know what we have to work on.
然后在这个功课上去用心努力。
And then we have to try our best to improve.
他就会天天有长进。
And there will be improvements every day.
相同的道理。
It is the same principle.
今天我们要在主的恩典上长进。
So today we have to grow in the grace of the Lord.
首先，我们每一位弟兄姐妹都要对主的恩典呢清楚的认识。
Firstly, we all have to have a clear understanding of the grace of the Lord.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
我们都知道，恩典就是神爱我们世人，白白赐给我们的。
And that is, we know that Lord loved us freely and have given us freely.
因为恩典是要给所有的世上的人。
And grace is going to give to everyone in this world.
所以它就不带有任何的这些条件。
And so it is without any requirements.
如果有任何的条件，
if there are any requirements,
就不可能给任何一个人。
Then it is impossible to give to anyone.
所以首先我们要知道，这个恩典就是白白要赐给我们每一个人的。
So first we need to know that this grace is freely given to each one of us.
凡是生在这个世上的人， 都有份。
So anyone who is born in this world have a part.
因为神爱我们世人。
Because God loves all men.
所以我们一想到恩典，我们就知道，哇，这个我也有份。
And so if we think about grace, we should think we have a part.
不管我是谁，
No matter who I am.
我现在的状况是怎么样，
No matter what situation I am today.
都无关紧要。
It does not matter.
神的恩典都要赐给我。
So God's grace is going to be given to me.
这是我们第一个要有的认识。
So this is our first understanding we need to have.
因为往往我们有一些人的观念。
But often we have this kind of concept.
认为要得到神的恩典应该具备哪些条件的人才有资格。
So only those people have these kind of requirements are able to gain it.
这种观念就不正确。
And these kind of concepts are incorrect.
好像说我们今天在美国。
It is like we're in US today.
一旦我在美国生下来，我就是美国的国民。
Once I'm born in the U.S., I'm a citizen of this country.
我就可以享受美国一切的福利。
I can enjoy all the benefits of this country.
不管你生下来是什么样的人。
Does not matter what kind of person you're born.
什么样肤色的人。
Doesn't matter whatever status.
什么样种族的人。
Whatever race.
长得怎么样。
Or how you look.
外表怎么样。
Or are you outer appearance.
这一些都无关紧要。
And all these are, it doesn't matter.
要紧是说，你一生下来，我是美国的公民。
What matters is that you're born as a citizen of the U.S.
那我就可以享受这个恩典。
Then you can enjoy these benefits.
这是第一个要有的正确的观念。
So this is the first correct understanding.
不要有那一种，像说，具备什么条件才能享受，那是不是恩典。
And so it is not grace if you have to meet certain criteria.
带着条件才能得到的东西不叫做恩典。
And if you have to meet certain criteria, that's not considered grace.
那是可能是某一种奖赏。
Maybe that's a kind of a gift.
你要像一些人在上班的时候有很有成绩。
Maybe some people when they work, they are very, they work very well.
好，那么你就可以得到这些奖赏。
And then you can gain those extra benefits.
那是有条件的。
But you need to have certain criteria.
今天我们不是得奖赏。
So today we're not gaining gifts.
我们是要得恩典。
Instead of we're gaining grace.
今天神所赐给我们的就是恩典。
So God gives us grace today.
就是第一个要正确的观念。
And this is the first understanding.
那第二。
And the second.
主的恩典是什么？
What is the grace of the Lord?
主的恩典就是神的爱。
So the Lord's grace is God's love.
圣经上说神爱世人。
And the Bible says that God loves all men.
甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
To offer up his only begotten son.
这个就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
主耶稣基督就是神的独生子。
And so the Lord Jesus is the begotten Son of God.
他将神的恩典丰丰富富来带给我们。
And through Lord Jesus, the grace was abundantly given to us.
所以神爱我们世人。
So God loves all men.
借着耶稣基督来把这个丰盛的恩典赐给我们。
So through the Lord Jesus, this abundant grace was given to us.
所以说神赐给我们主耶稣基督这个恩典。
So God has given us this grace of the Lord Jesus.
圣经上告诉我。
And this is what's tell us by the Bible.
是要叫相信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all those who believe will not be destroyed.
也就是说这个恩典是要赐给相信的人。
So this grace is given to those who believe.
适当的人要怎么样领受神的爱主耶稣基督的恩典。
So how is the people in this world receive the love and the grace of the Lord?
就是用信心来接受。
And it is to receive with the faith.
所以神的恩典白白赐给我们。
So the grace is freely given to us.
我们用信心来接受。
So we receive it with faith.
不需要付出任何的代价。
We do not need to offer up any kind of gifts.
只要我们相信。
As long as we believe.
就可以接受。 主耶稣基督的恩典。
Then we will be able to receive this grace from the Lord.
像圣经上所说的。
And just like written in the Bible.
在我们还做罪人的时候啊，耶稣基督就为我们死。
So while we were still sinners, the Lord Jesus died for us.
而神的爱啊，就在此向我们显明出来。
And this is the manifestation of God's love to us.
所以神的爱就借着耶稣基督，他在十字架上为我们牺牲，这样的爱啊，这样的恩典显明出来。
So God's love is shown by the Lord Jesus crucifying on the cross.
所以我们用信心来接受主耶稣基督的恩典。
So we should use our faith to accept the grace of the Lord.
我们就得到了神的爱。
Then we receive God's love.
我们认识主耶稣基督的恩典。
And then we will understand the grace of the Lord.
就是神的爱。
It is the love of God.
那我们知道耶稣基督带来的恩典是什么。
So then we know what kind of grace the Lord Jesus brings.
主耶稣基督带来的恩典就是十字架的恩典。
So the Lord Jesus brings the grace from of the cross.
什么是十字架的恩典？
What is the grace of the cross?
为什么主耶稣基督要被钉十字架？
Why did Jesus have to be crucified?
这个是我们要很清楚的。
And this we need to understand.
如果不知道的话，那就得不到这个恩典。
We will not gain it if we do not understand this.
所以说我们要知道，十字架的恩典。
So we need to know the grace of the cross.
保罗他说我不知道别的，我只知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
And so Paul says, I do not know anything else except that the Lord Jesus was crucified.
其他的事情不知道。
He does not know anything else.
没有太大的关系。
And it does not have anything to do with him.
但要紧的有一样不能不知道，就是耶稣基督是谁，他的十字架是什么意思。
And so one thing that he cannot not know is the meaning of the cross and the Lord Jesus.
因为这个是神的大爱。
Because this is the great love of God.
耶稣基督就是神赐给我们世人的。
And so the Lord Jesus was given to all the people in this world.
他的恩典就在十字架上。
And his grace is on the cross.
所以我们要认识耶稣基督和他的十字架。
So we need to know the Lord Jesus and the cross.
这样我们就认识了主的恩典。
And then we know the grace of the Lord.
主耶稣基督降生为人。
So the Lord Jesus, God came in flesh.
为什么他要降生为人？
Why did he came to flesh?
因为我们世上的人犯了罪。
Because the people in this world committed sin.
浮在罪恶之中啊，过这种黑暗没有盼望的生活。
And they live in sin and they live a life without hope.
也就是说没有恩典的生活。
It is a life without any grace.
没有恩典的生活，这种人生啊，就是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And so a life without grace is a life of turmoil and without meaning.
所以这种人生呢，世人的经验，古代一直到现在认为说，人在这个世界上过一生呢，好像在苦海中一样。
And so through all the experiences of the past generation, this kind of life is very bitter and they live in a very bitter sea.
一生很劳苦的。
So a whole life is very hard.
到最后呢，沉下去，沉到海底里去。
And so until the end, they sink all the way into the bottom of the ocean.
这样的人生还有什么意思？
So what kind of meaning has this life have?
所以神差耶稣基督降生到世上来。
So God sent Lord Jesus onto this world.
就是要把我们从苦海里头救上来。
And it is to save us from this bitter sea.
就上岸上来了。
And then we come to shore.
那多轻松啊。
And so how light is that?
站在岸上的人跟在海中的人有什么差别啊？
And so what's the difference of person on the shore and in ocean?
你看，在海中的人如果你不动的话，就沉下去。
If a person does not move in the ocean, they will sink.
站在岸上的人你看很轻松，我就站着不动。
So a person standing on the shore is very relaxing, they cannot move.
可以得到休息。
They can gain rest.
很自由的，要什么就做什么。
And so they're very freely to do whatever.
但是在海中就不是这样子。
But it is different when they're in the ocean.
得不到安息的。
They cannot gain rest.
所以神爱我们世人。
So God loves all people.
借着耶稣基督到世上来。
So through the Lord Jesus coming to this world,
他成为跟我们一样的带着肉体的人。
And so come to us just like us with flesh.
这个目的啊，就是要担当我们带着肉体的人的一切的软弱。
And that is to take up all the burden and weaknesses of men.
啊，如果成为别的样式啊，就不能啊来。担当我们的软弱。
And if he becomes another type, he cannot take up the burden.
要成为我们像我们一样的这样带着肉体的人。
But it has to be exactly like us with flesh.
才能体会到说啊，人带着肉体呀、啊，是有什么样的软弱。
So to able to experience what kind of weaknesses a person with flesh has.
所以圣经这样说，主耶稣来的时候，他要代替我们的软弱。
So the Bible says that when Jesus comes, we'll take up our burdens.
好像有一句话说，没有牙齿痛过的人不知道牙齿痛的人的一种痛苦。
So just like an expression saying a person does not know how a person with a toothache until they experience it themselves.
因为我们想，牙齿这么硬，怎么会痛？
And so we think teeth is so hard, how can it be hurt?
他不能体会
，and they are not able to experience.
但是呢，痛过的人就知道说，哦，那个牙齿痛真的很难受啊，会一直唱歌的。
So when a person truly experiences the toothache, they will understand how painful it is.
以前我没有牙齿痛过
，so I have never had a toothache.
真的不能体会
，I really cannot experience.
看到牙齿痛的人怎么一直唱歌，一直唱歌，我说，哎呀，安静一点嘛，一直唱歌。
So I always say to those people who are singing, whistling with their teeth, I say, please be quiet.
有一次我真的牙齿痛。
And there's one time finally I had a toothache.
哇，痛到我晚上不能睡觉。
It hurt so much I could not sleep at night.
一直忍耐。
And I keep on trying to bear it.
但是没有办法忍耐。
I cannot bear it.
那种真的没有办法忍耐。
It's impossible to bear.
要怎么办？怎么样减轻他的痛苦
？So how can I lessen the pain？
唱歌
，to sing。
这样唱歌哦，一唱就减轻他的痛苦。
And I kept on singing, and it's less painful.
哇，我就能体会了。
Then I'm able to experience it.
以后我就知道说，哦，牙齿痛就这么一回事。
And then in the future, I know this is what it means to have a toothache.
主耶稣基督啊，他要成为我们跟你们一样的这种肉体呀、啊。到世上来
So Jesus has to be the same as a flesh to come to this world.
圣经上说，他要代替我们的软弱。
So in the Bible says he is going to take up our weaknesses.
所以他凡事都跟我们一样，接受魔鬼的试探。
So he is just like us, even to accept the temptations of Satan.
然后他靠着神，靠着神的话。来胜过魔鬼一切的试探。
So through the words of God, He's able to overcome all the temptations of Satan.
好，为了要拯救我们这个带着肉体软弱的人，能够胜过魔鬼的试探。
And it is to help us and to save us to able to escape from the temptation of Satan.
所以圣经上说，我们的主耶稣基督啊，并不是不能体恤我们的软弱。
So the Bible says our Lord Jesus is able to experience our weaknesses.
因为我们所要接受的，他都经历过了。
Because whatever we're going to face, he has already went through it.
最后的死，而且那种阴间的那种死味，那种死味是最痛苦的，他也替我们尝过了。
And so he has already tasted the most painful in the Hades.
我们还没有尝过。
And we have not yet experienced it.
那是很可怕的。
It is.Very frightening.
那个被神离弃的那一种痛苦。
It is the pain that God has departed from you.
那是很恐怖的。
It is very frightening.
肉体的这种痛苦可以忍受。
So a flesh pain we can endure.
将来永远被神离弃那种，那是没有办法形容的。
We cannot describe the kind of a punishment when God departs us
forever. 我现在没有办法体会，因为我们没有经历过。
Because we cannot experience this.
但将来呢？都会面临这个事情。
But in the future, it will come.
如果没有接受主耶稣的恩典
，If a person does not receive the grace of the Lord,
世人都要经历这个最恐怖的这个
everyone
面临这个死亡
，have to face this death.
那个叫做灭亡
，and that is destruction.
主耶稣来了，就让我们信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so Jesus came so that we may not be destroyed but gain eternal life.
所以主耶稣连那个也事先为我们呢尝过了。 这个死位。
So Jesus even experienced that death for us already beforehand.
所以站在十字架上最后的时候，就是大声喊说：“我的神啊，我的神，为何离弃我？”
And so in the on the cross, the last thing that Jesus says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
好，然后喊了以后，他就断气了。
And then after he yelled this, he had last breath.
一个人面临死亡的时候，
so when a person faced death,
就知道这一刻来到了。
And so they know that this moment has come.
所以看我们看有一些人呢，要死之前呢，那种很痛苦的挣扎。
So if you can see a person when they're about faced to death, they are really struggling.
那是很恐怖的。
It is very scary.
其实那个不是身体的痛苦。
That's only the physical pain.
啊，一个人身体到最后要死之前呢，其实他感觉都差不多麻痹了。
And so before a person is about to die, they have already been numbed.
感觉麻痹了就不会觉得什么。
Once they are numb, they don't feel anything.
那为什么他会那个时候会挣扎的时候脸都会变形呢？
So how come they are struggling, even their face change form?
那是灵里头的，面临说哇，这个死亡好恐怖啊，好恐怖。
And that is within the spirit, they're being frightened.
所以说主耶稣爱我们到这样，他替我们死。
And so Jesus loves us even that he has died for us.
不但担当我们这个肉体软弱上一切的这些罪过。
And not only to take up all of our sins and our weaknesses in flesh.
并且呢还担当我们将来的这个死。
And even have tasted death for us.
让我们免死啊。
So that we may not die.
可以得到永生啊。
That we may gain eternal life.
这个就是十字架上的最宝贵的恩典。
This is the most precious grace of the cross.
因为主耶稣替我们在十字架上流血，可以来洗去我们一切的罪孽，并且为我们受死，让我们可以不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the Lord Jesus tasted death and also shedding of the blood on the cross, so that we may not taste death and gain eternal life.
所以这个十字架的恩典呢，第一个要救我们脱离肉体软弱所患的。一切的罪过。
And so this cross signifies it to that we escape all the sin and the weaknesses of this flesh.
从我们的始祖亚当夏娃被恶者诱惑犯罪的那一种软弱一直到现在所有的我们人所犯的罪过。
And so all the sins and weaknesses ever since our ancestor Adam and Eve all the way to now.
我们从圣经知道人为什么会犯罪。
And so from the Bible can understand why people sin.
是因为受到恶的诱惑试探才会犯罪。
Because they are tempted by the evil one and they sin.
不然的话我们人里头都有一个善的善良的心。
Otherwise we all have this very good heart in us.
这个是从神来的。
And that comes from God.
人人都有这个好良心。
And so everyone has this good conscience.
如果没有恶者的试探的话诱惑，那么人按照良心做事情，那就很好了。
And so without the evil one tempting us, we do according to our good conscience, that everything will be good.
按照良心的意思呢，人是不喜欢做坏事情的。
So according to the conscience, a man does not like to do evil.
人都是喜欢好事情，喜欢快乐的事情。
Everyone likes good things and happy things.
可是为什么偏偏会做出那一些让人不高兴的，甚至于说叫人痛苦的事情。
And so why do they always do things that are so displeasing and bad?
违背良心的事情。
And things that are against the conscience.
就是因为恶者的试探人陷在罪恶之中。
Because this is the temptation of the evil one and we are in the same temptation.
那这就显明出人的软弱来了。
And this shows a person's weakness.
人带着这肉体的软弱胜不过恶者的试探跟诱惑。
And because a man is flesh, he cannot overcome the temptation of this evil one.
所以人靠自己没有办法脱离这个罪恶。
So a person cannot rely upon themselves to escape this evil.
没有办法脱离这个死亡。
And they cannot escape the death.
因此需要神的爱，耶稣基督的救赎。
And they need the love of God and the salvation from him.
所以主耶稣才要到世上来，并且呢，在十字架上为我们舍己。
And that's why the Lord Jesus have to come in the flesh and die for us on the cross.
那今天神将这个恩典要赐给我们。
So God is going to give us this grace today.
我们只要用信心来接受 主耶稣基督十字架的恩典。
As long as we use our faith to accept this grace from the cross,
我们就可以得到神这个丰盛的慈爱。
Then we are able to gain this abundant love from God.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
从第三节来看
，Verse three，
说我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。第四节
，Verse four，
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。第六节说
，Six，
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈。显明给后来的世代看，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，要叫我们行善。就是神所预备叫我们行的，这一段就是保罗很清楚在向我们说明神的这种丰富的恩典。
So here Paul very clearly explains what is the grace of God.
本来我们都在罪中死在过犯罪恶之中。
And originally we are all dead in trespasses.
在这个罪当中行事为人呢？就都是放纵这个肉体的私欲。
And so everyone, they gratify the craving of their sinful nature.
这个就是魔鬼的试探、诱惑。
And this is the temptation of Satan.
所以人呢，就会去放纵这个肉体的情欲。
So all people, they will let loose and go according to their cravings.
那做什么事情呢？不管是合不合乎这个道理。
And so whatever they do, it doesn't matter if it's according to the truth.
只要满足我肉体中的需要就好了。
As long as they gratify their flesh, it is okay.
所以就不管这个合不合乎道理。
And it does not matter if it's wrong or right.
只要心中喜欢就去做了。
As long as they enjoy it, they go do it.
因为这样子世界就有很多罪恶的事情。虽然有法律规定说不可以做，他们还是去做。
So that's why there are so many laws in this world, even though they still continue to do it.
因此，你看世界上，虽然每个国家都有法律，法律都是好的，可是呢，却没有什么作用。
So we can see that there are laws in every country. The laws are good, but people do not obey it.
罪恶也越来越多。
And more sin abound.
这个就是人的软弱。
And this is human weakness.
唯有神知道我们的软弱。
Only God knows our weakness.
所以第四节告诉我们说，神有丰富的怜悯。
So verse 4 tells us God has abundant mercy.
因为他爱我们的这种大爱。
And with this great love, He loved us.
当我们大家都死在这个过犯罪恶中的时候他就来救我们。
So when everyone is dying in their gratifying, he came.
借着耶稣基督替我们死，并且从死里复活。
And so the Lord Jesus died for us, and He resurrected from the dead.
来拯救我们。
To save us.
这个就是恩典。
This is grace.
所以今天我们能得救，得到神的拯救，就是恩典。
So today we're able to be saved. It is because of His grace.
那这个恩典是怎么得来的
？And so how do we gain this grace?
说是本乎恩，因着信。
It is through our faith.
本着神的白白的赐给我们的恩典。
And it is through this freely grace.
借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的。
That is given to us by the Lord Jesus.
因着我们相信。
And through our faith,
我们就得到这个恩典。
Then we gain this grace.
那这里说，这个是出于神的，神所赐给我们的。
And here it says, this is of God have granted us this.
不是因着我们自己呀，有什么条件得来的。
And it is not because of what we have done, we have gained it.
说也不是出于我们在有什么好行为啊来得到的。
It is not because of our good deeds we have gained it.
所以没有一个人可以自夸。
So not one can boast.
每一个人都一样。
Everyone is the same.
凭着信心白白领受主耶稣基督这个恩典。
So through our faith we freely gain this grace of the Lord.
所以今天呢，神在基督耶稣里面借着这个恩典呢，来改造我们的人生。
So through the Lord Jesus' grace, it is able to change us.
让我们成为一个可以行善的人。
So that we may become a person able to do good.
这个就是神在基督里面的救赎的工作。
And so this is the work of the salvation in us.
也就是救赎的恩典。
And it is the grace of the salvation.
所以我们要记住。
So we need to remember.
今天我们因为相信耶稣基督，领受了神这个恩典。
So because we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have freely gained this grace.
要让我们成为一个可以行善的人。
So that we may become a person to do good.
以前我们在被这个罪恶可控制，虽然我们有心要行善，但是呢，行不出来。
We were once controlled by evil, even though we wanted to do good, we cannot.
我们有心要去掉这些不好的，你去不掉。
And we have some thoughts we cannot get rid of.
我们是不自由的人。
We were slaves to this.
那现在呢就不同了。
And so it is different right now.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
借着主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
And through the Lord Jesus saving us.
这个我们领受了这个恩典。
We received this grace.
我们用信心领受这个恩典之后，
and after receiving this grace,
我们就脱离了一切罪的权势，
and then we escape all the control of the evil.
让我们得到了自由，
that we may gain freedom.
只要我们有用信心来领受主的恩典，
as long as we have this faith to receive God's grace,
靠着这个恩典呢，我们就可以行神要我们行的好事情了。
So through this grace, we're able to do the good that God wants us to do.
就可以过神所要给我们的这种快乐的生活了。
So that we're able to live a happy and joyful life like God wants us.
这个叫做恩典。
This is grace.
今天呢，我们要在这个恩典上求长进。
So we need to grow in this grace.
也就是做好的好事情呢，越做越会，越懂。做的越多，
so we are better at doing good, and the more we do, the better we become.
好像一棵果树呢，小时候结的果子比较少。
So just like a fruit tree, when they're young, they have small fruits.
如果不会结果子，这个树就没有用了，就砍掉了。
So if this fruit tree does not bear fruit, it's useless and cut down.
以前我们是这种树，不会结果子的，不会结好果子，反而结了很多。坏果子。
So we are once this kind of a fruit tree, and we even bear bad fruit.
那按照道理说，这个砍掉，这火柴烧了。
So it is right to cut it down and use it for fire.
但是神爱我们，没有砍掉。
But God loves us, have not cut it down yet.
他来改变我们。
It want to change us.
让我们的生命改变了。
So that our life is changed.
不会结那个坏果子了。
So no longer bear any bad fruit.
反而会结出好果子来了。
But instead to bear good fruits.
就是生命的改变。
This is the change of life.
开始的时候呢，结的果子比较少。
So in the beginning, the fruit are very few.
一年一年长大。
And each year it grows.
越长越大。
The more it grows.
结的果子就越多越多。
And the fruits that bears more.
这个就是恩典越来越多了。
This is more grace.
那我们为什么能结果子？
So why can we bear fruit?
是恩典啊。
It is grace.
如果不是主耶稣的恩典在我们身上，
Without the Lord Jesus' grace in us,
我们怎么可能行善？怎么可能有好果子呢？
How can we do good and bear good fruit?
所以不要以为说，哎，这个好果子是我自己结出来的，没有这回事。
So do not think that this good fruit is bear by you. Doesn't that's not true?
外邦人他们会这样想。
So Gentiles will think this.
有些人做了一些好事，
Some people have done good.
就觉得，哎，我是很荣耀、很了不起的。
And then I'm very good and very glorious.
我是比别人强的。
I'm stronger than others.
我们不要这样想法。
So we should not have think
this kind of
thought.
那是不认识神恩典的人才会这么想。
And so those are the people think without God's grace.
一个人在恩典中的人呢，不能有这样自夸的。
So a person in God's grace cannot have this kind of self-boasting.
因为知道这一些是神的作为。
They know that this is the works of God.
是主耶稣基督的恩典。
It is the grace of the Lord Jesus.
今天我为什么懂得这样去爱人？
And how I know how to love someone this way.
今天我怎么会这样高兴的啊？有这个能力去帮助人。
So how come I am so joyfully to help others?
是我比别人好吗
？Is it I'm better than others?
不是的。
It is not.
是因为主的恩典在我身上。
It is because the Lord's grace is in us.
好像大卫啊，他就很清楚。
So David knows this clearly.
你看，为了要建造圣殿
，In order to build the holy temple.
哇，他奉献很多的钱财、金银、钱财。
Offered much wealth.
他怎么说？他向神祷告，感谢神。
He prayed to God, saying, "Thank the Lord."
神啊，感谢你，这么大的恩典。
Oh, thank you, Lord.
这一些都是你所赐给我的。
All these have been given to you by.
这么多的金银财宝。
All these possessions.
这个都是你赐给我的，这是恩典。
You have given all this gold and silver to me.
白白赐给我的，不是我比别人好。
You have freely given to me, not because I'm better than others.
今天又给我这样的更大的恩典。
And so you have given me such a great grace.
我能够为你的殿把这些金银献上给你。
So that I'm able to offer up these things to you.
哇，让我恩上加恩。
So that I have grace upon grace.
这些都是恩典。
All these are grace.
并不是说，哦，你看我比别人奉献更多，不是这样。
It is not to say I offer more than other people.
所以我们明白认识神的这个恩典。
So we need to have a clear understanding of God's grace.
然后呢，在这个恩典上，我们大家呢，就一心的来追求长进。
And so that we all wholeheartedly follow and improve.
我们就可以得到更多更多丰盛的恩典。
So that we may gain even more grace.
那我们怎么样在这个恩典上来长进
？So how can we grow in the grace of the Lord？
就是靠着信心。
It is through faith。
所以这里说，因着我们的信
，It's through our faith，
我们进入这个恩典中。
That we are able to enter into this grace。
因着我们的信，信心
，And through our faith，
在这个恩典上呢，一直长进。
So that we may grow in this grace。
那这个跟信心呢，是直接关系的。
So it's a direct relationship with our faith.
如果信心退后，恩典就减少了。
If our faith decreases, we have less grace.
如果信心长进了，恩典就长进。
If our faith increases, grace will also grow.
所以一定要在信心上追求长进。
So we have to also grow in our faith.
所以圣经告诉我们说，这个信心要经过试验。
So the Bible tells the grace has to go through tests.
它就生出老练。
So it become experienced.
老练就生出这个盼望。
Perseverance will have hope.
盼望就不至于羞耻。
Hope will not disappoint.
这个就是恩典上的长进。
So this is the growth of faith.
那么信心经过试验。
So faith also has to go through endurance.
这个是要信心长进。
So we have to improve our faith.
好像学生要进步，一定要经过考试。
So for a student, they have to take exams.
如果在学习上呢都没有考试
，So if they study without any tests,
不会长进。
They will not improve.
所以经过考试的时候，考试再考试，一直的不断的考试，一上一层一层的上去。
So through every test, they're able to improve.
你看，人都是从最。开始的时候，一层一层经过考试到最高。
So a person always starts with tests until they grow more experienced.
所以考试是必须的。
So exams are necessary.
所以圣经上说，这个信心是必须经过考试。
And so the Bible says faith has to go through endurance.
所以彼得呢，也告诉就是要告诉那当时的这些门徒啊，你们信心要经过考试。
So the same Peter told the people at that time, you have to go through this test.
而且他们那个时候。正大家都在考试当中
，and so they are all being tested。
他们正受到这个可以说是一个大考。
So they all received a great test。
所以彼得赶快写信告诉他们。
So Peter wrote a letter quickly to them。
现在你们就是信心接受考试的时候了。
It is time for you to be tested in your faith。
大家呢，要信心呢，要坚固。
So your faith must hold, be still and hold firm.
这个是神的美意,
And this is the beautiful will of God.
你们要通过这个考试。
So you have to pass this test.
信心的显著更宝贵来了。
Then you can express how more precious your faith is.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
为了要在恩典上追求长进。
And so to grow in the grace.
信心呢，接受考验，也就是考试啊。
So the faith has to be tested.
我们看第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 6.
第六节。
Verse
6. 因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今呢，在百般的试炼中。暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。这里彼得很清楚告诉他们。
So, Peter clearly tells them here.
说你们现在啊是啊。信心呢、啊？接受试验。
So then now you are going through all kinds of trials in your faith.
这种试验就是落在百般的试炼中。
And so these kind of trials lasting.、
第六节这里说啊，如今呢、啊，你们在百般的试炼中。
So you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
这个时候信心接受试验。
So their faith was going through trials.
百般的试炼中呢，会有忧愁啊。
So under this kind of trial, they have suffering.
这个时候生出忍耐，可以忍耐的。
So they were able to bear through this.
忍耐就生出老练来。
And so once they bear through it, they will have
就显出它的宝贵。
And they it will show its preciousness.
所以信心呢，经过试验以后，就显出它。这个信心很宝贵。
So once a faith has been tested, it will be shown its preciousness.
为什么信心会显出宝贵
？Why faith will show its preciousness?
就是恩典就显明出来了。
Because the grace will be manifested.
神的恩典就更多了。
So God's grace will abound more.
好像约伯啊，经过试验以后。
Just like Job who was tested.
你看他加倍啊，以前的福气啊，神给他的恩典呢、啊，加倍。
So his blessings was doubled.
所以当我们接受信心接受试验的时候
So after our faith has gone through trials.
所以我们是大有喜乐因为为什么呢我知道说我的恩神要给我的恩典又要加倍了
So we will have great joy because God has given us even more.
想到这里你就快乐了你就喜乐了
Then once you think of this, you will be joyful.
所以在那百般的试炼中呢会要忍受一些这个痛苦
So even though you're going through suffering, but you have perseverance.
但这个痛苦是觉得很轻的，自战自轻的，这个病不算什么。
And then you feel this suffering is light.
因为我们有信心呢、啊，就觉得说这些病不算苦，而且是内心里面充满大的喜乐。
Because if we have faith, we consider these sufferings not sufferings, but instead we have all joy in our heart.
因为我们有对神的恩典有更大的信心
，because we have even greater faith in the grace of God.
知道说这个试验要带来给我加倍的恩典
，because we know that through this trial we will have even more grace.
就是恩上加恩
，that is grace upon grace.
所以才会大有喜的
，and that is why greatly rejoice.
那个信心就显出宝贵的信心来了
，and so this kind of faith will show its preciousness.
所以呢，就得到了。更加倍的恩典
，and so the more grace will be added to it.
今天我们都要在这个恩典上追求长进。
So today we all have to grow in this grace.
信心没有通过考试，就不会长进。
So if a faith is not tested, it will not grow.
所以一定要通过考试。
So it must go through this trial.
所以因此呢，保罗才告诉我们，信心的经过试验，才会生出忍耐来。
So just as Paul says that through faith, through this kind of testing, we'll have perseverance.
并且呢，一次一次的考试，让这个信心呢、啊、就变成老练了。 很能老练。
So through each trial that we pass, then this faith will be experienced.
老练的意思就是说，很知道怎么样去来应付这些事情嘛。
And so through endurance, we'll be able to know how to face this kind of situation.
刚刚开始的时候不够老练，往往不知道怎么去应付。
So in the beginning, there is no endurance. They do not know how to face these trials.
到几次以后呢，哇，老练了，就觉得说，哎，这个很容易，很容易，没有困难了。
So after having this endurance, they are able to go through it very easily.
学生也是这样子。
And it is the same for students.
刚开始第考试的时候，哦，很紧张，几次以后就没什么了。
And so in the beginning, they're very nervous, and after a few times, it's easy.
所以有时候到有些人说，哎呀，小考小完，大考大完，这个最好。
And so for students, it's better to have little tests than the big exams.
真的有这样的人，他已经老练了，他对这个老练了。
Because they have this experience.
所以每次考试的时候看电影去了。为什么考试看电影奇怪
？So why would they go see a movie? Because they have so much experience.
他放松心情，他根本平常都已经没有问题了，他知道。
They're able to be very relaxed and they feel there's no problem.
啊，现在考试到了，放假了，啊，给你考试假，哇，完了，就完了。
And so after the exams, they have this break.
平常都已经准备好了。
Because they have prepared beforehand.
到考试的时候放假，哦。去看电影了，放松心情了。
So when the exam comes, they have no load and they go relax.
哇，到时候考试哇，很轻松。
And so during the exam, that's very easy for
them. 我们的信心经过考试以后也是这样子。
And so our faith through testing is also the same.
因为我们都知道了。
Because we know it.
不怕了。
We're not afraid anymore.
没事了。
There's nothing to worry.
开始的时候说，哎，怎么办？紧张了。
And so when it starts, then they became nervous.
几次以后说，没事，没事。
But after a few times, there's no problem.
碰到任何事情说没事，那就老练了。
And they face anything, it's no problem.
这样恩典呢就一直的加多了。
And so the grace is added more.
所以要恩上加恩，就是这个样子的。
So that's what it means to say grace upon grace.
恩典上长进。
To keep on growing in the grace.
那是因为我们的信心呢一直长进。
That is our faith is continuously to improve.
不然的话怎么长进？
Otherwise, how do we improve?
所以说我们不怕。
So we should not,
试验，怕试验。
We should not be afraid of tests.
那是神特别安排的。
It is especially arranged by God.
不是神安排的话不会来的。
If it's not arranged by God, it will not come.
我们放心
We should rest assured.
不是不该经历的这一些试验不会临到的。
Whatever test we should not face, it will not come.
所以保罗说，万事都互相效力。
So Paul says everything is for the good of God.
都要叫我们爱神的人得到益处。
So all those are whatever loves God will gain grace.
那互相效力什么意思？
And everything is good for those who love God. What does it mean?
就像我们两只脚在走路一样。
It is like our two foot walking.
一前一后，这样一直向前。
One forward, one back, one forward.
所以说我们一直要向前，一定两只脚这样一脚，一前一后这样上去。
And so to keep on improving, we have to go forward and forward.
所以神安排了这个万事来帮助我们。
And so God arranged everything to help us.
有时这一块右边的事情。
And all these things to help us.
从左边来的。
And some from the right, some from the left.
是啊，右边来的代表说，哎，这些是让我快乐的事情。
And the things from the right is happy things.
哇，从左边来的这个，哇，这个让我痛苦的事情。
And the thing from the left are sufferings.
那人总是逃避这个事情，喜欢这个事情。
And all people like to escape the left and are always
from
the right.
这样的话，你一只脚不行的。
And
这样前进不了的。
If you only have one leg, it's hard. You cannot go forward.
你要两只脚才可以。
You need two feet, then you can do it.
这样才能一直的向前进。
And then you can continue to go forward.
我们人不能靠一只脚这样跳。
So a person cannot only jump on one feet.
靠两只脚这样向前走。
They have to walk with two feet.
所以神才会安排万事来互相效力。
So God arranged everything good for those who love God.
有时候我们遇到平安顺境。
Sometimes we face peace.
有时候我们遇到了一些挫折， 逆境。
Sometimes we face failures or.
我们要知道，感谢神，这些都是神的安排。
We have to thank God because all these are arranged by God.
要用信心去接受。
And to accept our faith.
这是神的恩典。
This is grace God.
凡是出于神的，都是恩典。
Everything that of Christ is from God.
我们要记住这句话。
We need to remember this one thing.
神给我们的都是恩典。
So God give us only grace.
不管它是什么样的事情。
No matter what it is.
让我们的感受是怎么样。
It depends how we take it.
我们要知道都是神的恩典。
We need to realize that, yes, it's all grace God.
感谢的心来接受。
Through a thanksgiving heart, we receive.
用信心来面对。
And face with our faith.
那就得到益处了。
And then we'll gain this good.
你就得到长进了。
Then we'll improve.
那在长进的时候，你就感受到神的恩典越来越多了。
And when we're improving, we realize God's grace is even more.
以前没有感受到的恩典。
Even the grace we have not experienced before.
经过这一次的考验以后，得到这个恩典。
And through this trial, able to receive it.
好像约伯。
Just like Job.
还没有经过试验以前，他说：“我当时只是风闻有神而已。”
And so before facing the trial, he says, "I only knew God from a distance."
经过这一次的试验以后啊，我说我亲眼看见神了。
And through this experience, I'm able to see God eye to eye.
这个叫做长进啊。
And this is improving.
我们的信仰就是这样长进的啊。
And this is how our faith improves.
所以以前好像对主的恩典呢，看得并不太清楚，听说很多。
And before, if not know the grace of God and heard many things.
听说很多，可是看到了并不多。
Heard many things, but not seen many things.
那就是信心呢。还没有长进。
And that means faith has not improved.
当你信心越长进的时候，看到这里也有恩典，这边也有恩典。
And when your faith improves, you see, oh, here's grace and there's grace.
我在前面有恩典，左边有恩典，右边也有恩典，后边也有恩典，怎么这么多
？And there's grace all around me. There's so many.
走到哪里，都看到神的恩典。
No matter where you go, you see God's grace.
那就是恩典上的长进。
And that is the improving of grace.
那全靠我们的信心。
And it all depends on our faith.
所以今天呢，我们一定要凭着信心呢，在世上行事为人。
And so that we have to depend on our faith to do good.
我们看，哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter
5. 这是我们跟世人不同的地方。
And this is where we differ from other people.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第五章第六节。
Chapter
5 or 6. 第二节说，所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们在住在身内，便与主相离，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。这里告诉我们。
So here it tells us.
我们无论在什么样的情况下呢，都是坦然无惧的。
And so, no matter what, where we are, we should not be afraid.
为什么能够这样？
So how can do this?
因为我们在主的恩典中啊。
Because we're in the grace of the Lord.
万事互相效力，都叫我们爱神人得益处啊。
Everything is good for those who love God.
我们明白啊，我们信心看得见了。
Because we understand, our faith can see.
我们相信神的爱啊。
We believe in the love of God.
相信主耶稣基督的恩典呢。
We believe in the grace of the Lord.
所以我们没有害怕。
We have no fear.
我们不担心啊。
We do not worry.
哎呀，为什么现在哇变成这样？遇到这样的事情。
And so we would not say, "How come we're facing this?"
我们不会害怕。
We would not be afraid. We would not be afraid.
因为我们知道神的恩典。
Because we know the grace of God.
我们是凭着信心的。
Through our faith.
不是凭着眼见。
It is not.Of our eyes.
像门徒跟主耶稣一起搭船。
Just like the disciples, the Lord Jesus went on the boat.
遇到风浪啊，水啊，打到船上去，快要沉下去了。
And when they face all the waves, when the boat is about to sink.
这个是要丧命的了。
And this is where they're going to lose their life.
遇到大的危险了。
Such a great danger.
那个时候门徒还没有信心。
And at that time, disciples still had no faith.
不认识耶稣基督是谁。
They do not know who Jesus is.
更不晓得神的恩典。
They do not know the grace of Lord Jesus.
所以他们就很害怕。
So they were afraid.
大叫了，哇，我们丧命了，你还睡觉。
They cried out, Lord, why are we going to die while you're still sleeping?
所以主耶稣就醒过来了。
And then Jesus awoke.
斥责这个风跟海啊，平了，静。
And to rebuke the winds and the ocean, and it's still.
立刻就一切都平静了。
Then everything became still.
门徒说，哇，这个人是谁啊？
And the disciple says, who is this?
连风海也听他。
Even the wind and the ocean listens to him.
哎呀，耶稣有这样的恩典啊。
Jesus has this grace.
风海都会平静了。
Even the wind and the sea was still.
那个时候他们才知道啊。
And they knew.
主耶稣说，你们的信心太小了。
And Jesus says, you have such little faith.
为什么信心会小？
Why is their faith so little?
因为对主的认识不清楚。
Because they do not know the Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们对主耶稣的恩典，如果认识不很清楚
，So if we do not know the Lord Jesus clearly today,
考试就不及格了。
Then when we take tests, we will fail.
那个考试，信心的考试是要考我们对主的恩典认识到底多少。
So the test of the faith is to see how well we know the Lord Jesus.
你如果说完全认识，那你就一百分了。
If you completely know, then you will have 100.
那有时候可能只有七十分呢。
Maybe sometimes 70.
虽然害怕，但不至于说丧胆。
So even though if you're afraid, you do not lose hope.
到了一段时间，遇到的时候说没事了，那就一百分了。
And then you face a situation, say there's no problem, you have 100.
碰到的时候还有话多，可能只有六十分了。
Then when you face it, you're shaking, then you probably only have 60.
放到了不放在心上，一点都不动，心都不动，风平浪静一百分了。
And though even if you face it, you do not care about it, then you have 100.
所以我们的信心对主的恩典认识有多少？
So how much do our faith know the Lord?
就决定我们对这个事情。
Then it will determine about how we face the situation.
我们怎么去面对。
And how we're going to face it.
在这里告诉我们。
So here it tells us.
我们的行事为人呢，是凭着信心。
So all these things we do is through our faith.
那就看见主的恩典。
Then we can see the grace of the Lord.
如果不是凭着信心，
if it's not through our faith,
凭着眼睛看，
but instead our eyes,
那就很难了。
Then it's very difficult.
因为环境一变，你就整个就变了。
Because if the situation changed, then you change.
所以这个很重要。
So this is important.
要怎么样在信心上来长进？
So how to improve in our faith?
有些人生病了很有信心。
Some people when they're sick, they have great faith.
我不怕。
I'm not afraid.
靠主耶稣祷告。
Through the Lord Jesus, I'll pray.
因为我刚开始的时候就体验到这个信心。
So when I began, I had this kind of faith.
别人生病会害怕，赶快赶快怎么担心了。
So other people when they're sick, they're worried.
有些人甚至医生跟他说，你生癌症，不怕，怕什么？
Some people even say, well, other people, when the doctor say you have cancer, they're afraid.
心里面都不会害怕。
Actually, they are not afraid.
他还是放心的祷告。
And they depend on prayer.
感谢神啊，他没事啊。
And thank God they have nothing happened to them. They are still good.
因为他有恩典啊。
Because they have grace.
可能有些人就害怕了。
Some people are afraid.
哇，怎么办？我完蛋了。
And what am I going to do?
那就没有办法，就没有恩典啊。
Then there's no grace.
就看我们的信心。
So all depends on our faith.
有些人在这个世上有信心。
Some people have faith in this world.
但是在另外一件事情就没有信心了。
But they have faith, they're faithless in other things.
有些人对做事情呢很有信心。
Some people are very faith in the things they do.
因为他有体验。
They have experience.
他靠主，你看，很多事情都顺利。
And everything they depend on God, they went smooth.
对，他遇到困难的时候，他不怕。
So when they face difficulties, they're not afraid.
没有问题。
After prayer, there will be no problem.
真的，恩典就到了。
And then grace comes.
可是，在做人上啊。
But to be a person.
他就缺少信心。
And they lack faith.
哇，碰到事情，他说气得不得了。
And they face certain situation, they're very angry.
没有办法忍受。
They cannot endure.
为什么？
Why?
为什么会心里会风浪一直起来？哇！风浪这么大
，Why is the wave so great within？
碰到这个事情，心就没有办法安静。
Once they face it, they cannot be still。
为什么
？Why？
这一方面我们的信心就不够了。
And this faith, this aspect of our faith is not enough。
那现在就要在这个信心上就要赶快。 求主加添信心。
So I have to ask the Lord to increase the faith.
好，在做人上呢，更需要有信心。
And so to be a person needs even more faith.
在做事情上有信心，凡事顺利，神恩典同在。
And so everything they do, if they have faith, God grace will be with them.
那更进步了，进一步啊，要在做人上这个有信心。
And so to be even more perfect, to be have more faith in
person. 靠主的恩典，不要靠自己。
And to depend on God's grace and not on themselves.
靠自己的话没有办法的。
And so it's impossible to depend on themselves.
你看，我们做事情的时候碰到困难的时候，谁来帮助我啊？你就不敢靠自己的嘛。
And so when we face things, we say, "Who are we going to depend on?"
主啊，我现在没有办法了。
And Lord, I cannot do this.
主啊，帮助我啊。
Lord, please help me.
神帮助他，事情意外的平安顺利了。
And then the Lord helps, and the peace beyond all that understanding is given.
恩典得到了恩典。
And then you gain this grace.
因为我们有信心啊。
Then we have faith.
那当我们在做人上碰到困难的时候
，When we be a person face difficulties,
就是我们的软弱啊。
This is our weakness.
没有办法了。
Then it's impossible.
气得要命，我真的错。
Very angry.
我怎么能忍受你这样对待我
？So how can I endure you treating me this way？
这个时候我们就是最软弱的时候了。
And this is our most weak moment。
怎么办呢
？What should we do？
我们要怎么办
？And so what can we？
如果没有主耶稣的恩典帮助啊
？So without the grace of the Lord helping us，
我们这一关就过不了了。
Then we cannot pass this test。
我就要跟你再争一个到底的。
I'm going to struggle with you to the end。
那怎么办？这关过不了了，怎么办
？So what can you do without passing this？
这个就是人的软弱。
So this is a human weakness。
所以心里会很痛苦，很痛苦。
So very bitter in the heart。
心里没有办法平静下来。
There's no way to gain peace。
这个比事情更可怕的事。
This is even more scarier than things。
那主耶稣的恩典会帮助我们。
So the Lord Jesus Christ will help us。
遇到很忧伤的事情怎么办
？So when we face very sorrowful things, what can you do？
遇到让我们心里面很不能平静的很这个气愤的事情怎么办
？What we're going to do when we face unpeaceful things？
那个主耶稣的恩典帮助我们。
So the grace of the Lord will help us。
我们就不忧伤。
Then we will not be sorrowful。
主的恩典，你要信心出来，赶快靠着信心，信靠主的恩典。
And so through faith in the grace of the Lord。
这个时候我们就知道，我需要主的恩典。
And this moment we need to know we need the grace of the Lord。
主的恩典来帮助我。
We need the grace of the Lord to help us.
我就不忧伤。
And then we won't be sorrowful.
要主耶稣来恩典来帮助我。
And so we need God's grace to help us.
虽然我生气呢，但是呢，一下就过去了。
So even though I'm angry, but quickly it will pass.
虽然我生气，但是呢，到太阳下山就没了。
And so even though I'm angry, but when the sun sets down, it's gone.
生气不会犯罪。
So when you are angry, you're not sin.
就没有事了。
And then nothing happens.
所以神的恩典就要帮助我们的。
So God's grace will help us.
不是靠我们自己，没有办法的。
It is not to rely upon us. It's impossible.
所以当我们自己感觉到软弱的时候
，So when we feel we're weak，
我们要记住主的恩典要帮助我们。
So we need to remember God's grace will help us.
所以圣经告诉我们
，So the Bible tells us，
我们一切的软弱都要到施恩的宝座前来。
So we bring all of our weakness to the mercy seat，
来得到神的连续，并且呢，施恩惠来帮助我们。
And so through God's mercy and also help, it will help us.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我们要记住这一节圣经。
We need to memorize this verse.
当我们软弱的时候。
So when we're weak,
在行事为人上有什么软弱
？So no matter what we do, when we're weak,
不要忘记，这一节圣经。
We should not forget this verse.
所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
什么时候软弱？能够随时到施恩的宝座前，什么时候就得到恩典的帮助。
So whenever we are weak, we should approach the throne of grace with confidence.
这个是我们要学习的啊。
This is what we need to learn.
怎么样在恩典上长进？
So how can we improve in our grace?
我看这节圣经很重要。
This verse is critical.
所以说遇到软弱的时候，
So when we feel
不管在做事情上，在为人上都一样。
So when we are weak, whether we face people or things, we should come to the throne.
不要靠人，凭眼见就是靠自己。
And so we should not depend on people or our eyesight.
一定要用信心靠主的恩典。
But we should use our faith to depend on the God.
一切都没有问题。
And then everything will be good.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们人都是软弱的。
We are all weak.
没有谁比较刚强。
There is no one stronger.
所以说唯有主耶稣基督的恩典帮助我们。
And so we need the grace of the Lord to help us.
那感谢神，我们就没有问题了。
And thank God that we will have no problem.
所以说在主的恩典上不断的长进。
So we continuously to grow in the grace of the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
18首。
18。So now going to give thanksgiving prayer.
感谢神的丰盛的恩典。
And thank for the abundant grace of the Lord.
感恩就是要让恩典更丰盛。
And to give thanks so that we have even more grace.
怎么样让我们在恩上加恩？
So how can we have grace upon grace?
就是凡事懂得谢恩。
That is, we know, always know how to give thanks.
一切的事情都懂得是神的恩典。
And so to understand everything is the grace of the God.
认识到 每一样临到我的事情都是主的恩典。
To understand that everything we face is of the grace of the Lord.
我们用感谢的心来接受。
And so we receive it with our thanksgiving heart.
献上我们的祷告。
And to offer up our prayers.
这个感谢祷告。
It is a prayer of thanksgiving.
这样就会恩上加恩。
This way grace will be upon grace.
所以说我们一定要有这样的认识。
So we have to have this kind of understanding.
在信心上能够认识到主的恩典。
So in faith we know God's grace.
用感谢的心来向神祷告。
And so to pray to God in a thanksgiving heart.
用感谢的心接受神所安排的一切。
With a thanksgiving heart, we accept everything of the Lord.
我们就会在恩典上长进。
Then we will be able to grow in this grace.
就会看见主更丰盛的恩典。
Then we can see the more abundant grace from God.
就会看见神所赐给我们意外的平安。
Then we can see all the peace that beyond all understanding from God.
一起感谢祷告。
Let's all give our prayer of thanksgiving.